What's up, everyone? Welcome to Dropping Dimes, your 2 cents of basketball. My name is Rodrigo, but you can call me Rod. And sitting across me is my friend, the other half of this pod, and co-host of this show, Rafael. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. I was about to eat a chocolate, so bad timing, but happy to be here. I brought my essential oil today, ready to go. Hopefully it's going to be a good one.
If you have your essential oil, then it's going to be fantastic. Yes. Shout out to doTERRA for sponsoring us. I guess we found our first sponsor. People, we found our first sponsor. doTERRA Essential Oils. Hit them up on social media, webs. I don't know. I don't have their information. doTERRA.
So are you classifying them as a sponsor because they left us like a sample?
That's correct.
Okay.
A friend of mine was visiting and he left a sample. I don't know if I'm going to use it, but I think we got our first sponsor. So shout out to doTERRA. We've never used your products, but starting today, you became our first sponsor. We have a great show today. It was a bit of a quiet week, but things outside of the court happened. We're going to talk about some tweets sent out by a major political figure in the United States directed to LeBron James.
I'm sure you guys are curious because you don't know who it is, right?
No, let's keep him in the dark. We're going to talk about Draymond Green and Tristan Thompson. And finally, shout out to Lars for suggesting this topic. We're going to recast the monsters from Space Jam. But let's leave that to the end. Let's talk about the tweets that made the world go around during this week. Donald Trump sent a message to LeBron James over Twitter. And I quote right now. This is from the verified account from Donald Trump. So at real Donald Trump. And it reads, LeBron James was just interviewed by the dumbest man on television, Don Lemon, who, parentheses, is also African-American. He made LeBron look smart, which isn't easy to do. I like Mike. End quote. So basically, Donald Trump is saying that LeBron James is stupid. And not only that, he's so stupid that another stupid person made him look smart. This obviously came with a backlash from athletes, from celebrities, from anyone that has half a brain. And I'm just going to put it out there. The fact that a president is taking a shot at an athlete, that's already ridiculous.
I think that both... Okay, that's going to be very controversial. Right? Huh? Are you ready for
that?
Hot
take. Let's see.
Okay, I think that both sides... Like when you have extreme sides of being a president... Both of them can be controversial. So, for example, Donald Trump criticizing athletes. I don't agree. I don't think he should be involved in that. But Barack Obama hanging out with athletes all the time, going to TV shows, going to talk shows, going to WWE, I also don't think that should be happening. I think they should be focused on what they should be doing, which is being the president of the United States of America. They don't need to be criticizing athletes. They don't need to be hanging out with athletes.
I don't see the problem in then... in the president hanging out with athletes, especially if it's for a social cause. So this all started because of LeBron James's opening a school in his hometown of Akron, Ohio, the I Promise School, which is helping a number of unprivileged kids and at-risk youth trying to sort of get better in their academics, also offering sports programs, social programs. They have a food bank. He's giving away bikes. The tuition is free. Well, it's paid for, so families can focus actually on bringing up the kid and they don't have to worry about payments. Everything is taken care of, basically, which is a fantastic initiative. The fact that Donald Trump takes a stab at him, it's ridiculous. I mean, yes, in a number of times, LeBron James has been very vocal about his political opinions, which is fine. Hence, then again, the drama when some other Fox commentator just told him to be an athlete and shut up and dribble, which is the stupidest thing ever as well. These people are more than athletes. They're citizens as well. Just like you and I are citizens and everyone else, we've all got our right to have an opinion. And if you have a mic in front of you, then you might as well use it for whatever you think is good.
Yeah, I agree that the initiative from LeBron is amazing. I think the school is a great initiative. It's going to help a lot of people. There are other players out there that have been doing the same. But I don't necessarily agree. I still think that both former presidents, or the current president, the former president of the United States, if we compare Donald Trump to Barack Obama, both of their approaches to dealing with media and social media, it's not what I would envision as the best way to deal with the media. I think they both were looking at themselves or behaving like celebrities. One, Donald Trump, maybe behaving like a crazy celebrity like Paris Hilton, for example. And the other one, Barack Obama, behaving like a very nice celebrity that it's helping everyone. And every time you invite this person to go to your TV show, he's never going to say no. Barack Obama went to every TV show you can think about during his period in the White House.
But I mean, he's a public figure, right? I don't see anything wrong with it. If anything, that makes them approachable. I respect that you don't like that. We're very politically correct here.
Thank you. You make me feel safe about my opinion here.
You're welcome. I mean, I do welcome that opinion. I don't necessarily agree, but what I think we both can agree on is that this entire tweet beef, that it wasn't even a beef because LeBron didn't actually got back to Donald Trump, is beyond stupid. If anything, at this point, LeBron has done more for the people in Akron, Ohio, or at least for their kids, than Donald Trump has at this point. And we're recording this on Monday, August 6th. We'll see what happens. I mean, part of the backlash, and some, as I said, some celebrities were very vocal, and obviously other NBA players. Amongst them was obviously Michael Jordan, who Donald Trump referenced in his tweet saying, "I like Mike." And he came out with a blanket statement just saying, "I support LeBron James. He's doing amazing things for the community," which obviously he's pledging his loyalty to LeBron James. But I think he could have said a little bit more, especially if he was referenced by this guy. He could have gone out and do a little bit more of a statement, like the things that Bill Russell or Jeannie Buss from the Lakers, they did actual statements where they addressed more in detail the situation and they voiced their support for LeBron. I think MJ could have done a little bit better.
Yeah, but not everyone needs to feel forced to, you know, become part of these controversial topics that are brought out. Now, every day we have different controversial topics out there because Twitter, it's so fast and bringing so many different topics every day. Or on a daily basis. So I don't think that they should feel forced to comment about it.
Yeah.
Like if he has something to add, then you can talk about it. If you don't feel like you have something to add to this discussion, then just stay quiet. And it's the same with Barack Obama. When I compared both of them, the way they approach the media, I feel like I would be, if I was an American citizen, which I'm not, I would be more worried about what he's doing with his responsibility, which is running the country, rather than what he's talking about with Jimmy Fallon or when he goes to talk to Seinfeld with that show.
Comedians in Cars?
Comedians in Cars. Like, he went to every show you can think about. I don't think he needed to do that.
Again, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. What I think with you eating your chocolate.
Yeah, of course.
Perfect timing. Mm-hmm. Right now was the best moment to eat your chocolate.
Thank you. You want one?
No, I'm good. Thank you very much. Just to wrap it up, I think if you're referenced by this guy, especially in these times, you should go out and say, you know, make your opinion loud and clear and not just come up with a blanket statement. Again, I think it's pretty obvious that the people are with LeBron, or most of them. Get ready for all the flurry of angry tweets that we might get from other supporters. But anyways, shall we move on? So let's move on to Draymond Green and Tristan Thompson. Let's rewind a little bit. So the Warriors beat the Cavs. The Cavs get swept. And when Draymond goes out... No, sorry, Tristan Thompson, when he goes out to try to shake Draymond Green's hand. I can't even remember the exact words right now, but Draymond Green basically destroyed Tristan Thompson verbally. And he said that he was soft and he doesn't shake hands with softies or something like that. Somewhere along those lines. Fast forward to the ESPYs, which is like the Oscars for athletes. And now they're in a club, same club, Draymond Green and Tristan Thompson. And now Draymond Green approaches Tristan Thompson, tries to shake his hand and saying like, hey man, I didn't really mean that. You know, it was the heat of the moment. We're both part of the same family, yada, yada, yada. And Tristan Thompson says...
What do you mean? Draymond Green is also dating a Kardashian? That's why they're part of the same family?
No, not that family. No, okay. NBA family.
Okay, okay.
And then Tristan Thompson says, no, man, screw you. And he throws a punch at Draymond Green, allegedly. I don't know. There's no video. Not only that, Draymond Green doesn't go out. He stays on his 2 feet. And he just says like, oh, that's not cool, man. I was not fighting. Which is amazing. I mean, from this encounter, I would have put money on Draymond Green starting a fight and not Tristan Thompson. So, what are your thoughts? Does Tristan Thompson deserve that parade that people in Cleveland were about to organize? Or was Draymond Green turning a little bit soft? I mean, for all the amount of trash talk that he talks, I think this was a soft move.
No, but you need to know how to separate things, real life from when you're playing. And as a professional athlete, when you're on court, you need to leave everything there and make sure that you're fighting as much as possible for the win. But, you know, at the end of the day, you have your life outside your job. And if he feels like he should be polite to his rival, then he can do that.
That's why I did the rewind, because, you know, the game's over. The Warriors won 4-0, right? And then Tristan Thompson, being a good athlete, goes out seeking Draymond to shake his hand. And Draymond says no, because you're soft. And now Draymond, weeks after that, tries to apologize. Nah, I'm not buying that. I think Tristan Thompson had the best move here. He had sort of the last laugh and trying to punch Draymond Green in the face. I mean, granted, he didn't go down, but I'm with Tristan on this. I would have probably punched Draymond Green as well.
Yeah, let's see. You're saying that Tristan Thompson came out on top?
On this one,
This one, but, you know, they're going to play this season, and I don't think the Cavs are going to make to the playoffs. And,
probably not.
The Warriors are going to be champions again. So
let me put this in, like, everyday terms. Let's say that we were both tasked with the same project. You and I, we're each working on the same project, but different teams, right? Then I beat you, and I start talking crap about your team. And at the end, you're like, you know what, Rodrigo? Good job. It's 5 p.m. Work is done. Let's go grab a beer. And I go like, nah, I don't hang out with losers. And then a week after, I'm like, hey, Rafael, a couple people from the office and I are going for drinks. So you want to come along? No, you don't do that.
I see where you're going with this. I would probably punch you as soon as you call me a loser. So I wouldn't wait for the 3 weeks.
So you think Tristan should have just punched Draymond right in the face after the finals?
Going back to basketball here, I think that Tristan Thompson is not relevant without LeBron. And Draymond Green, he will be relevant next season, the season after that. And he would even be relevant without all the other superstars that are surrounding him. So, you know, when it comes to who's a better player, who's going to be relevant for a longer time or longer period, I think Tristan Thompson is losing that one. He's going to be relevant for a longer period when you talk about TMZ. But when you think about NBA TV, then Draymond Green is going to be relevant.
Well, it would be interesting. We've seen Draymond obviously being great with the Warriors. It would be interesting to see if he was... Like you said that he would be relevant without the supporting cast, although he's
relevant,
kind of the supporting cast.
Relevant.
Yeah.
Maybe he wouldn't be a champion, but it depends which pieces you put around him. He's not a scorer. He's not a guy that will, you know, take a team every year to the finals like LeBron does.
Yeah.
But he's a facilitator and he's an enforcer. Wow, we're getting very technical
here
about basketball.
Good on us.
Yeah, yeah.
Using big words now.
Yeah.
Watch out, ESPN.
That's how I feel about Draymond Green.
Fair enough. Yeah, we'll see. I would think that Draymond Green, yeah, maybe. He's got that attitude that makes him relevant.
And again, going back to Jalen Rose here, because we're constantly quoting Jalen and Jacoby because we really like them.
Yeah.
He always says that a basketball player should never use his hands and get in a fight, because that's actually his tool. Like that's what he needs to use in order to, you know, generate income for his family. His craft,
right,
has to do with his hand.
Yeah.
So he shouldn't be using his hands. He shouldn't be getting any fights.
So should he use his feet? Like start kicking.
Protect your hands. You don't wanna miss next season because you got in a fight when you were at a nightclub. That doesn't make any sense.
I kind of
like
those.
Blake Griffin, for example, when he punched.
Oh, yeah, the trainer.
He was out for like 3 months, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, good point. Rafael, always with a great insight.
Hmm.
Every week, just dropping wisdom.
Thank you.
At dropping dimes.
Thank you. Wow.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to our last topic of this week, but it's an exciting one. So all signs appear to point to the fact that we're having Space Jam 2. Now, there's two things to discuss here. We want to recast the Monstars, because it's also inevitable that we're going to have Space Jam 2. But let's also discuss the fact that there will be Space Jam 2. Now, this is obviously part of LeBron's plan. He's taking over the media. He's going to do another documentary series and whatnot. But apparently he got green light for the script for Space Jam 2. I think he's finding a director for the movie. But, how do we feel about that? We both were kids when the first one came out. I loved it. I remember laughing my ass off on Space Jam. Funny thing, I prefer to watch it in Spanish, just because it, I don't know, it maybe takes me back to that time when I was younger.
It must sound horrible.
Shut up. But the English version doesn't make me laugh as much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to feel about that. I feel like Space Jam should have been one of those things that you leave it as it is, untouched, and a good kids movie. I don't know how I feel about a second part or a remake. I don't know what's the deal there.
I mean, it's tricky because we are from the generation that witnessed the first version of the movie when we were kids.
Yeah.
So, of course, we're going to feel nostalgic about it. And to be honest, it's quite often that we see franchises that were very famous in the past, when you talk about movies or artists in general and so on, that try to make a comeback and then it's just a big disappointment. I would hate to see Space Jam 2 fail completely, because I still feel very positive about, or nostalgic about the first version of the movie, or the first movie.
Part of the success of the first one was that obviously Michael Jordan was on it, but it was, we still didn't have those Pixar movies that were amazing, and it was all not CGI but animated. And this was, at least for me, was one of the first movies that incorporated, you know, live
cartoons,
action
cartoons
and animation.
Yeah,
and it looked very legit.
Well, there was one before that, the Peter Rabbit movie, you know, the
Peter Rabbit?
Yeah. No, Roger Rabbit. Yeah. That one.
Peter Rabbit.
Yeah.
Is that what it was translated in Portuguese?
I don't know what I was thinking about. Roger Rabbit.
Yeah,
right?
Who Framed Roger
one?
Rabbit. Yeah.
That
well,
one
but,
was...
but that came out even before we were born, or yeah, on the same year that we were born.
So,
I mean, I watched it a lot later, and yeah, there was that. Obviously, I'm not saying Space Jam was the first one to do animation and live action, but at the time, that felt amazing. And now, it's every other kids movie incorporates that. So
yeah, now
it's not as exciting.
Now they no longer have the humans. It's just animation.
In some of them, yeah.
Humans are no longer necessary.
So, you know, the fact that it's live action and animation.
Now all you need is a fish or a couple of fishes. animated fishes, and then you have Finding Nemo, and that's like the biggest hit ever.
Well, it's not just about two fish. There's an entire ecosystem built around them.
Okay, and a turtle.
There's a few turtles, yes.
And
yes.
A couple of birds.
Is that all you remember? Just two of each?
And a toilet.
A toilet? Yeah, oh, yeah, because... there's a, yeah, yeah. But the toilet... It does have a major part in the movie. Would you bring up the
what most do you mean? Usually...
Thank you. Shout out to the toilet in, on Finding Nemo.
Yes.
I don't think it'll be as exciting again because this is not new. It's not new technology. So they better come up with a funny script or a funny funny story. Otherwise, they're not gonna attract a lot of kids or people like you and I that are looking for that nostalgia feeling. But let's talk about the Monstars.
Okay.
First off, did you know they have names?
No, I didn't.
You didn't
well,
up
I know,
until...
I know because you told
because
me.
I told you yeah. earlier today.
Yes.
But before today, did you know they have names?
No, I didn't.
While I was doing my research,
huh.
like the good host that I am,
uh-huh.
I found out that the monsters have names. All five of them. But they're never referenced in the movie.
Huh.
Ever. Not even a single time. So let's go through each and one of them. The first one, the orange one, is Pound. And that was the monster that stole Charles Barkley's talent. Then we have the green one, which is Bang. And that was Patrick Ewing. Then mm-hmm. we have the red one, the shorter one, Knot, which is Maxie Bogues. Then we have the purple one, Bupkus, who was Larry Johnson. And finally, the blue one, his name was Blanco, and it was Sean Bradley.
Okay.
Got it?
Got
Do you
it.
Remember them?
Now, first question is, why the heck they chose Sean Bradley? Why was he even considered for this movie?
I don't know.
Like, you didn't have at least one player that was better than Sean Bradley. If you could choose a player to steal his talent from, why would you steal the talent from Sean Bradley?
Because
you want to get dunked on?
Yeah, but look at the actual monster. Like, Blanco was very stupid. He was the slowest one. Let's just put it that way.
Okay, that makes sense.
He,
no, yeah, you're right.
He was just lanky, and every now and then he did something right, but it was mostly an accident.
Yeah.
He ended up being really funny in the movie.
Yeah.
I think the most terrifying one was the green one, Bang. He was pretty scary.
Mm-hmm.
Or Pound, the orange one, just because he was big and fat. Bupkus, he was sort of irrelevant. Knot was really funny just because he was short and had handles.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more about the purple one. What was his his main feature or like his personality?
He didn't have much screen time. He was very aggressive, like, but most of the movie was most of... I would say that Pound, Bang, and Blanco had most of the screen time. Knot and Bupkus were supporting Monstars, I would say.
Okay.
Other than a couple lines. I think there's that one sequence with Wile E. Coyote where Bupkus, the purple one, is about to dunk it. And there's a ton of explosives around the backboard. And Bupkus stops midair and explodes.
Hmm.
And Bugs Bunny just tells Wile, like, good job, Wile. But other than that, I don't remember him much.
Okay.
So, now that we have established that the monsters not only have
that's
names...
It's going to be very difficult.
But let's try to recast them with modern and current NBA players. And go!
Okay, so...
Oh, wow.
No, you go first.
I thought you were not going to be prepared.
All
right, so I did my homework and...
I didn't. So.
Clearly. So Pound, the orange one, who used to be Charles Barkley, I'll go with Carmelo Anthony.
Are we allowed to repeat players or...
No, that's going to be very hard. I don't care, no. Okay, so...
You're going to have
Charles
to edit
Barkley,
a lot because it's going to take me a while.
Charles Barkley is going to get replaced by Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony is the new Pound.
Okay, so orange... Orange monster.
Carmelo.
Pound.
Yeah.
Used to be Charles Barkley. Now it's going to be Carmelo Anthony.
Correct. After seven times of saying it.
Okay.
Now the green one. Bang. It used to be Patrick Ewing. I would cast Draymond Green. He's just as strong as Patrick Ewing and just as terrifying. Now the red one, Knot. It used to be Maxie Bogues. I would cast Kyrie Irving just because of the handles, and Kyrie has now movie experience with Uncle Drew, so I think he would be really funny. The purple one, Bubkus, used to be Larry Johnson. I would cast Blake Griffin. I think Bubkus was the most athletic one, and Blake Griffin is pretty funny. He's done a couple of stand-up shows, and it seems like he would be a great fit for the movie. Last but not least, Blanco, the blue one, used to be Sean Bradley. I would cast the one, the only, ex-MVP of Shaqtin a Fool, JaVale McGee.
Yeah, that one is, it's going to be hard to replace.
JaVale McGee. I know. That's why I call dibs on JaVale. Do you need a minute?
Do you need me to? Yes, I need paper and pen.
Okay, here you go. Here's a paper. This is live. Here's a pen.
Okay. So, I'm not going to take into account the personality from the original characters.
Okay.
Because you can always change the personality for the second movie. Like, for example, the blue monster, what is his name? Blanco?
Blanco.
Blanco doesn't need to be silly again. Maybe they can change his personality. If he's going to be silly again, then JaVale McGee is the ideal candidate.
agree he's a Laker now. Jesus.
Perfect team for that player.
Oh, come on.
So, okay, I'm going to need a minute here.
All right. I did try to sort of take into account the fact that, or the previous NBA stars. The only one where I'm not too happy about, and I think it could have done a better job, was Carmelo Anthony. I was just thinking of someone that was a little bit bigger. In the beginning, I thought about Zach Randolph, but Zach, I don't think we've seen enough of his personality, other than he became sort of a lovable giant. So to me, that was out. Carmelo has a bit of a more attitude, as we've seen. I think he's used to being around other stars, and he's a little bit on the heavier side nowadays. So I think he would make a great pound. Patrick Ewing, I was looking for someone that was strong and scary. Moxie Bogues, I thought of Isaiah Thomas in the beginning, just out of height, because of course Moxie Bogues. But then I don't know if Isaiah has the handles that Kyrie can offer. With Larry Johnson, I was thinking of that athletic power forward that could just explode to the rim, and was very, very athletic, and he had a very diverse game. So Blake Griffin, just if he fit perfectly, and JaVale,
okay.
Well,
okay. I appreciate you trying to buy me time here. I have two players, three players that I think I'm ready to go.
Okay.
So the Green Monster, Patrick Ewing.
Yeah. So Bang, who's the new Bang?
For me, it would be DeMarcus Cousins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
kind of like that one.
Red Monster.
Not.
Used to be Muggsy Bogues.
Correct.
I would put Russell Westbrook. And you know why? Because okay. Russell Westbrook is one of the biggest, like you either love him or you hate him. So he would be a very good villain.
Polarizing. If
you
think about, okay.
Yeah. If you think about a monster, right? And then the one that was Sean Bradley, so Blanco, the blue monster.
Yeah.
I am gonna go because of his like physical the way that he's physically built.
Yeah.
Like long arms, long legs, very tall. I'm gonna go with Thon Maker.
Thon Maker from the Bucks.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I see that.
Yes, because he's very tall, very long.
Right.
Long arms. So, and he can be silly as well.
Sometimes. I don't know. Sure. I'll give you that.
And then with... Boom.
So who are you missing? Pound?
I'm missing Charles Barkley.
And Larry Johnson?
And Larry Johnson.
Okay, so we need someone big. Actually, I would move DeMarcus Cousins to Pound.
Not
he's also a bit on the
it.
Hefty side. He would be a great orange monster. I don't know.
Larry Johnson. I have one for Larry Johnson.
Okay.
Larry Johnson, Kawhi.
Kawhi Leonard?
Kawhi. Yes.
Interesting.
Because, I don't know, it's just like, how can I say, a bland personality. They both have like bland personality.
They don't need much screen time.
Yes, exactly.
Just a couple lines.
Yes. And then Charles Barkley, that one's going to be hard.
Let's see.
I need someone that is good rebounding the ball. But you have Draymond Green there, and you have
Dwight Howard.
No,
but
no,
he's
no,
not
no,
fat.
No, no.
He's not on. Let's do a little bit of live research here. Best centers.
No, power forward, NBA. Right? It's a power forward or center?
I don't think the Monsters had established positions. Anthony Davis might be a good Blanco.
Yeah, but you know what? With Blanco, I might go with an international player, because nowadays the NBA, it's more diverse than it used to be in the 90s, so we need an international player. So I'm going with Rudy Gobert.
For Blanco?
Yes.
You know what? And the French accent might actually make it even funnier.
Yes. So Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert for Blanco. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, what about Joel Embiid? He would be great.
I know. There
he could be
players that
purple.
Could the personality.
He could be Bupkus.
No, Bupkus, we already chose.
Oh, Blake Griffin. I think he's a great fit.
And I chose who?
I have no idea. I'm not paying attention. No, you haven't chosen anyone.
I did.
No, for the purple, no.
I said that he didn't need as much. He didn't need
Kawhi. Kawhi.
Yeah, Kawhi.
I guess Embiid could also be the green one, Bang.
And you know, it makes sense that Kawhi wouldn't get a lot of screen time because he might be injured anyways.
That is true. He might not be available for the movie.
Yeah.
So
green monster, DeMarcus Cousins.
Okay.
Red monster, Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
Blue monster, Rudy Gobert.
Okay.
Purple monster, Kawhi Leonard.
Okay.
And then we're just missing Charles Barkley.
What about... what's the name? Is it Jokic? The guy from the Blazers?
Yeah, but he would be more of a Blanco. He's very silly.
Okay. Let's see who were top rebounders.
Top rebounders, I know who. Steven Adams.
Maybe. What about Karl Anthony Towns?
No, he cannot be a monster. He's too soft.
Let's see. What about? Does he have to be someone international, or could it be anyone?
No, it can be anyone, but good rebounder, because it's Charles Barkley, right?
That is true.
Yeah, and a little bit crazy when it comes to personality. Like Rasheed Wallace, for example, would be perfect.
That's why I'm saying that we could move.
No.
We could move Boogie to being the orange. And then we can make someone else be the green one, like Joel Embiid or someone very athletic.
I need an enforcer and a good rebounder.
Gortat, Marcin Gortat, Andre Drummond, DeAndre Jordan.
Okay.
We don't have anyone that is like Charles Barkley in today's NBA, like other than Zach Randolph, really. We don't have anyone that is round and still athletic.
Okay, so you know what? I might have to go with DeAndre Jordan then. But he's more of a center. He's not a power forward that can rebound the ball.
I don't think the Monsters had established positions again. I think they were more of a Warriors kind of team where everyone was really good and they could move around and switch positions.
Okay. So I might have to go with
I'm surprised that no one has compared the Warriors to the Monsters, now that I just said that. If they're the villains of the NBA, then the Monsters are the original villains of basketball.
Okay, we're looking at some players here, and to be honest, this one is quite hard to pick.
It is.
Taj Gibson could be a good option. He's a very good rebounder, and he's very like scrappy.
Yeah.
But not famous enough.
But yeah, he wouldn't pull in the masses. No.
Mm.
I guess Marc Gasol could also be a good pound.
Clint Capella.
No. It's also about I feel like it's a bit of inevitable. You have to bring in someone with a personality and not just a really good basketball player.
And if it's going to be someone with a personality, scrappy and good rebounder, could be one of the Morris brothers.
Oh, yeah, they're scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marcus and Markieff.
Which one plays for the Washington Wizards?
I think it's Marcus.
Because that one is very scary.
No, the one with the Celtics, he's the scary one. He's got the crazy look. Let's see. Marcus plays for the Celtics.
Okay, so Marcus will be the new Charles Barkley. And I'm sorry, Barkley, for comparing you with Marcus Morris.
I'm glad that Charles Barkley doesn't listen to this podcast, because, man, he will give you hell for that.
Okay, so let's go, all right, Dan.
Give me your list. Give me your consolidated
Green
list.
Monster.
Yes.
Used to be Patrick Ewing for the first movie. Now would be DeMarcus Cousins.
Right, okay.
Red Monster was Muggsy Bogues.
Okay.
First movie, and now will be Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
Orange Monster was Charles Barkley, and now will be Marcus Morris.
Okay.
Blue Monster was Sean Bradley for the first movie, and now Rudy Gobert.
Okay.
And Purple Monster was Larry Johnson, and for this new movie, I would choose Kawhi Leonard, if he's available.
If healthy.
Yes, if he's still a basketball player and wants to play.
He might want to sit out. He doesn't want to play for the Monsters.
Yes.
He wants to get traded to LA.
Yes.
Okay.
He would only allow the Monster to steal his talent if he gives him a deal, a shoe deal.
Yeah. And brings his uncle along.
Yes.
I would steal Boogie from you and replace Carmelo Anthony. So I would have... My final list would be... Orange Monster, Boogie Cousins. Green Monster, still Draymond Green. Red one, Kyrie Irving. Purple, Blake Griffin. And blue, JaVale McGee. Well, although I like Gobert as a replacement, as a bench.
Mm-hmm. If I could, I would steal Draymond Green from you and replace Marcus Morris. So the Orange Monster, pound.
Yeah.
Instead of Marcus Morris, I would put Draymond Green. And then I would have Green as Boogie Cousins, Red, Russell Westbrook, Orange as Draymond Green, Blue, Rudy Gobert, and Purple, Kawhi.
Interesting. I like both teams. But in the end, LeBron James and the Looney Tunes are going to save the day. We know that already.
Yes.
We should recast the entire... I mean, other than the Looney Tunes, but see who else makes an appearance.
I mean, and you talked about screen time. I don't think a team with Russell Westbrook... I don't think they will need to worry about giving all the other players screen time, because Russell, he's not going to pass the ball.
Russell would just take over the Monsters team.
Yes.
He'll be the ultimate monster.
They don't even need to worry about stealing the talent from the other players.
Yeah, they just need to steal.
Put a bunch of like bad players with Russell Westbrook.
Just make the Oklahoma City Thunder the Monsters.
Yeah.
And that might work.
That's basically what it is right now.
Pretty much.
Other than Steven Adams.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Who else can play there?
Paul George. Screw you, Paul George.
Yeah, well...
Actually, I would like to have a beer with Steven Adams. I think he would have some interesting stories.
Mm-hmm. But Carmelo Anthony, I don't understand why you chose Carmelo Anthony.
Because you said you would
replace Carmelo Anthony with Boogie
with
Cousins?
Boogie, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But originally I chose him because he's right now one of the villains of the NBA, and he's friends with LeBron, so he would make it to the movie. That's why I also chose Kyrie ultimately, because of the so-called rivalry that he has with LeBron. So make him a villain.
You know who I would love to see also as part of the movie?
Who?
I don't know where I would put him, but Donovan Mitchell, I would love to see him as one of the players.
He can make a cameo.
But he's just like a rookie, so he's never going to make it.
Yeah, I wonder...
Depends when the movie is going to be... It's going to be released.
I have no idea.
So...
I wonder what's actually the plot of the movie. Like, are we just having Space Jam Part 2? Again, monsters come in, steal the talent, and then LeBron James teams up with the Looney Tunes and they save the day? Or is it a full-on invasion and then they take over more NBA players? And LeBron and the Looney Tunes have to recruit also more NBA players. Like, I don't know what's it going to be like.
So should we list now? Should we make another list with the players with the players that we left out, that we think could easily be part of the
The monsters
of the new movie. So, for example, Joe Embiid. Joe Embiid, he could easily be part of it. Ben Simmons
could be a good monster, or
LaVar Ball.
LaVar Ball.
Yeah.
LaVar Ball could be the boss of all the monsters. You know, the fat guy.
And Donald Trump could be the coach.
Or Trump could be Swag Hammer, yeah.
LaVar Ball, Donald Trump.
This is a terrible movie already.
Who else? Other than Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, LaVar Ball, Donald Trump, Damian Lillard.
No.
Of course, he could be the point guard.
No, you just want to have... the point guard. No, now I see what you mean when you say, like, we always talk about the Lakers. No, you just want to bring up Damian Lillard because he's with the Blazers.
No, he could be the point guard.
No.
He could be the point guard.
Lonzo could be the point guard.
And if this was done in the early 2000s, then Rasheed Wallace could be one of the monsters, but then the movie would be rated...
Rated R.
Yes, rated R.
So. Yeah. There are a lot of F-bombs there.
Yeah.
We're missing Kevin Durant. We're missing Steph Curry. We're missing James Harden. Anthony Davis.
Steph Curry cannot be a monster.
No, he's too good to be a monster. Yeah.
James Harden could be.
James Harden could be one.
The one that doesn't defend.
He's only cherry picking.
Yes.
Anthony Davis. He could be a good Blanco. Oh, Kyle Lowry could be a good Knot. Kyle Lowry is pretty funny. He could be the Red Monster.
Taking into account that the team is going to lose to LeBron, it makes sense.
Nice. That was a good one. That was a good one.
It's the perfect cast.
That's a good one, yeah.
It's the perfect cast.
Dwight Howard. Yeah, he could be a monster.
But the only thing is that if you put Kyle Lowry there, people will not go to the theater to watch the movie because they already know what's going to happen.
LeBron wins in the end.
Yeah.
Who else? I think that's it, to be honest.
I would put Ginobili.
Why? Just to
because
have him there?
He deserves.
A quick cameo. Hey, guys.
Yes. Ginobili needs to be there. Well, I remember that during the first Space Jam, there were some scenes where they had like a lot of NBA players practicing. Do you remember if there were international players practicing?
Any
international
players?
Like before the monsters stole their talent.
There's an actual game.
Yeah, there was a
game.
But
there's no. They don't have a lot of players.
Only the ones that we mentioned already.
They basically zoom in on the players that get their talent stolen. Yeah, you can see other players passing by, but I don't remember any other player like going like, "Oh, look, it's such and such."
Oh, I have a good one that we forgot about. Chandler Parsons.
What is he going to do? He's a monster that gets injured and we never see him in the movie.
Why would a monster steal his talent? That's the question. Like, that's a monster that didn't do his research about the NBA.
Chandler Parsons, if you accept that role, where you know how the monsters go, like, they turn into this gooey thing and then they slither through the court and they get into the body?
Mm-hmm.
Like... picture the same thing, like, oh, I'm going after that guy. And then gets into Chandler Parsons and then leaves immediately. He's like, screw that. No, not this guy.
But we did forget one good player.
Whom?
Not a good player, but the perfect character or the perfect player to play one of these characters.
Yeah.
Lance Stephenson. Because he's going to defend LeBron.
That is true. Lance Stephenson would be a great monster.
Yeah.
He would be so funny. Lance Stephenson. There you go. I don't know which studio is going to make this movie happen, but there you go. Pick our brain.
We're basically doing your job and you're not paying us millions of dollars.
Just give us a shout out. We don't care. Just plug our podcast somewhere. But
do you want to be our sponsors?
No, we already have sponsors.
Okay.
We got to stay loyal. Mm-hmm. There's no loyalty in this game anymore.
Oh, this except smells us. So good.
It does. It actually, those essential oils actually... make our apartment / studio smell a lot better.
I feel more creative now.
I think you're getting high on them at this point. All right. Anything else to add?
I don't think so.
you guys have to tell us what is your monster's team.
Oh, we do have something else to talk about.
Oh, no, I don't want to talk about it.
We must talk about it. Look at you. If I wasn't paying attention, we wouldn't even mention that.
It's not in the agenda.
Come on. We need to talk about it. This week, we challenged you guys to like one of our posts on Instagram. And if we manage to get at least 100 likes, Rodrigo would need to wear a piece of Celtics gear. Could be a jersey or hat or whatever. We're still working on that. And we managed to get to 110 likes. So that means that Rodrigo would soon be posting a picture wearing something from the Celtics. And we're working on the details, but the idea is that he's going to post on Instagram, both his personal Instagram and Dropping Dimes account.
I don't know if that was fine. Sure. And I do pay my bets, and FYI.
And you need to put a hashtag, something like, we need to research the hashtag, the most used hashtag by the Celtics fans.
Oh, I'm going to puke.
Celtic Pride or something like that.
Oh, no. I do refuse to do that. No.
Come on.
I am not going to hashtag Celtic Pride. No. It's already enough. You're going to make me feel physically ill by wearing Celtic green. I do not want to use Celtic. Because then a lot of Celtics fans are going to see that one post. And they're going to start following me. I don't want Celtics followers. I don't need them. They don't need me.
Yeah, that's true. But it would be funny. It would be very funny. But anyways, we're still working as far as the details goes. But one thing that happened last week, because of all the hype around Rodrigo wearing Celtics jersey.
Oh, I'm sick again.
We made one post where we asked you guys three different questions. One of the questions was the lineup of players that are almost retired or going to retire. And only one person, gave us his lineup.
It was a lot. It was a lot during that post. A lot was going on.
So for the next week or for like next episodes or moving forward, we're going to try to post like different questions each post so you guys don't get distracted. But for this week, we could go with the monsters, for example.
Let's just do the monsters.
And in the future, we could go back to the players that are almost retired, because I think we didn't get enough attention on that one. And it's a good topic, to be honest.
It is. And we actually got a really good response from a good friend of ours, Rene, out. I think he's still in Saskatchewan.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Rene. Nene, natural born scorer. Let's see. He said his lineup would be Jason Terry, Jamal Crawford, Vince Carter, Dirk Nowitzki, and Pau Gasol. And again, these are players we ask you guys to give us your starting five of players who are about to retire. And that was pretty solid. We totally forgot about Pau Gasol.
And Jason
Terry.
We
totally forgot about Jason Terry. So, solid job, Nene. Solid job. And yes, if anyone has any Celtics gear, it's not that I cannot find any. It's that I don't want to purchase any. I went out today to a sports store here in Vancouver, and they had a Larry Bird jersey, which I wouldn't mind buying because it's Larry Bird. He's a legend. But the Laker in me just came and was like, no, I'm not spending money on the Celtics gear. So if anyone out there in Vancouver has a hat, I did promise it would be a jersey and I would wear it all day. And if I can borrow that just for a day, give me a shout out. I don't want to have to buy it. And if I do, it's going to be even more painful.
Do you know if it's going to be a weekend or
No. Weekday? It'll be... maybe a Friday. So,
because I need to make sure that you go out wearing it.
Yeah.
So we're going to go for beer. We're going to go different places.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, then let's make it a Friday then.
Okay. And we're going to go to Boston Pizza.
Okay. Yeah, I don't mind Boston Pizza.
Okay.
One of the few good things that come out of Boston. Oh, much love to our fans in Boston. If there's any, I don't have anything against you guys as people, just against your team, which sucks. I hate it.
But that's it. I think we talked about all the topics. We didn't have that many topics this week.
Nope, it was a quiet one. But even if not much happens in the court, we can always talk about more movies, songs,
and
books.
Also, we talk a lot.
So, we do, yes.
So we notice that if we have too many topics, we feel like we are rushing.
Exactly.
So it's better to have three or four topics.
I agree.
Good ones that we can discuss more.
And I think the people agree.
And once the season starts, then it's going to be different as well.
Oh, yeah.
Going to be talking about the games.
We don't have to buy time and try to come up with other topics, it'll be a lot easier.
Yes. But Rodrigo already told me that during the regular season, we're going to have daily updates, like a daily podcast.
Did I?
No. You what said about, you love to edit.
I didn't say that. It's sort of therapeutic, but hearing your voice with noise-canceling headphones makes me a little bit sick.
Okay.
But yeah, what about twice a week? I can do that.
Yeah, we can try.
Yeah, because you're only here talking. I'm the one editing.
Yeah, we can definitely try. Or we can do more posts on Instagram, depending on how you guys interact with us as well.
Exactly. It's all up to you guys.
Give us some love, and then we'll give you some love back.
I don't know in what shape or form, but yeah, we'll give you some love back. Maybe some essential oils.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, that's all the time that we have for this week. As always, thank you guys for continuing to download our episodes. Rafael loves his chocolate, so make sure if you can, if you see us in the street, give him some chocolate. Thank you guys again for all your support, for all the encouraging words, as as you guys have let us know on social media. Make sure that you keep hitting us on social media, facebook.com/dropping.dimes, on Instagram @dropping.dimes, Twitter @dropping_dimes1, that's a complicated one. Make sure you visit our website, dropping.dimes.com. And, of course, keep us downloading. Keep downloading our episodes on iTunes. I'm figuring out the Google Play Store thingy. So we'll be there soon, I promise. Give you my word.
We're basically ignoring all the people that don't have iPhones at this point.
I know, but it's a little bit more complicated. If anyone knows how to create tags, also give me a shout. Just putting it out there. Any audio engineers, I don't know, IT people. Anyways, that's all the time that we have. Make sure to come back next week. And that's it for this week. Thank you, guys. Peace out.